Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
My goodness, time flies when you're having fun. I've had such a good time this week talking to you about your liberty. I'm closing out a little parable of the talents in Matthew 25 today. We talked yesterday about the guy that receives five talents, and I want to bring this out again one more time. Read the scriptures carefully. Romans 25:20, the guy that got five talents said, "You delivered to me five talents. You delivered them to me." That means he received them. Matthew 25:22, the guy with two talents, "You delivered them to me." He received the two talents. But the guy that received one talent, in Matthew 25:24, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. He never received it. And I told you yesterday, talents are not abilities. Talents were dollars. That was money. It was a medium of exchange. And God's the one that gave it to the men. So God's not giving them money to go put into the ground, but this is a spirit story. So the talent that he's given is something very precious to God. I believe it's his word, because he's magnified his word even above his name. His word's very precious to him. I believe he deposits his word into our lives. If we don't receive it, nothing happens with it. There's a lot of people who are not receiving it, and so nothing's happening. Let's close this out by talking about what you're going to do with your liberty. We've talked about using it as an occasion of the flesh. We've talked about using your liberty. Some people are just lazy on it. Some people love sickness and failure and poverty, and some people are selfish. They don't want any more. They only want enough to get by. They don't realize how selfish that is. We talked about using it to make a difference in people's lives. So let's, one final question. What do I owe? I got liberty. What do I actually owe? What should I do with my liberty? Psalms chapter 116. I'm going to close out right here. This is one of my favorites. I love this little passage, and I've used this so many times, and a lot of times I just quote it. Today I actually want to read it. One of the verses in Psalms 116 I use a lot at funerals, which is, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints," from verse 15. But before that, listen to verse 12 and 13. "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" In other words, what shall I give to the Lord to pay him back for all of the good stuff he's gave me? What a question. Kind of like getting in prayer and going, "Lord, you've been so good to me. What do you want me to do for you? I want to pay you back." Now, here's the reality. There's really nothing that you can do, because God doesn't need anything. So you know, it's kind of like buying a Christmas present for the guy that has everything. There's nothing you can do, because God doesn't need anything from you. So how will the psalmist answer his own question? Let's read the question again. We're in Psalms 116:12. "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me?" Verse 13. "I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." Look at that. I will take the cup of salvation. Why is salvation in a cup? Because you can drink it up. It's yours. You give someone a cup full of something, you expect them to drink it. I will take the cup of salvation. How can I pay God back? Receive. I like to say it this way. You want to pay God back? Receive, and then receive again. Take more. How should I use my grace? Take more grace. Spread it around. Show people the love of Jesus. Receive more. Man, I can't say this enough. I absolutely love to minister to people on the finished work of Jesus Christ, how he has finished the work. And then everybody wants to do something in response. And that's great. That's a natural thing. But it's what we're telling them to do that screws them up right out of the gate. Because we're telling them to go work for God. And the truth is he's finished the work. Now, there's things he's going to want you to do, yes, because they're going to be for your benefit as well. But what are you going to do right out of the gate? Here it is. Right out of the gate, what can I do, because he's been so good to me? Take more. Feed more. Put more into your soul. Fill up on the goodness of God. Take more of the knowledge that the work is finished. Take more at the fact that he has done everything. Don't feel that it's greedy. Feel that it is your Christian responsibility to take more. He who receives abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Not a little bit, but an abundance.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.